exactly where they're from, I remember. Uberwald is a very big place. Cutting off the head and staking them in the heart is generally efficacious. But that works on everyone, said Nanny. In Splints they die if you put a coin in their mouth and cut their head off. Not like ordinary people, then, said Nanny, taking out a notebook. In Clots they die if you stick a lemon in their mouth. Sounds more like it. After you've cut their head off. I believe that in Glitz, you have to fill their mouth with salt, hammer a carrot into both ears, and then cut off their head. I can see it must have been fun finding that out. And in the Valley of the Ah, they believe it's best to cut off the head and boil it in vinegar. You're going to need someone to carry all this stuff, Agnes, said Nanny Og. But in Kashinkari, they say you should cut off their toes and drive a nail through their neck. And cut their head off? Apparently, you don't have to. Toes is easy, said Nanny. Old Windrow over in Badass cut off two of his with a spade and he weren't even trying. And then, of course, you can defeat them by stealing their left sock, said Oates. Sorry, said Agnes. I think I misheard you there. They're pathologically meticulous, you see. Some of the gypsy tribes in Borogravia say that if you steal their sock and hide it somewhere, they'll spend the rest of eternity looking for it. They can't abide things to be out of place or missing.
I wouldn't have put this down as a very widespread belief, said Nanny.
Oh, they say in some villages that you can even slow them down by throwing poppy seed at them, said Oates. Then they'll have a terrible urge to count every seed. Vampires are very anal retentive, you see.
I shouldn't like meeting one that was the opposite, said Nanny.
Yes, well, I don't think we're going to have time to ask the Count for his precise address, said Agnes quickly. We're going to go in, fetch Magret, and get back here, all right? Why are you such a vampire expert, Oates?
I told you I studied this sort of thing at college. We have to know the enemy if we're to combat evil forces. Vampires, demons, witches...
He stopped.
Do go on, said Nanny Og, as sweet as arsenic.
But with witches, I'm just supposed to show them the error of their ways.
Oates coughed nervously. That's something to look forward to, then, said Nanny. What with me not having my fireproof corsets on. Off you go, then, all three of you.
There's three of us, said Oates.
Agnes felt her left arm tremble. Against every effort of will, her wrist bent, her palm curled up, and she felt two fingers straining to unfold. Only Nanny Og noticed.
Like having your own chaperone all the time, ain't it? She said.
What was she talking about? Said Oates as they headed for the castle.
Her mind's wandering, said Agnes loudly.
There were covered ox carts rumbling up the street to the castle. Agnes and Oates stood to one side and watched them. The drivers didn't seem interested in the bystanders. They wore drab, ill-fitting clothing, but an unusual touch was the scarf each one had wrapped around his neck so tightly that it might have been a bandage.
Either there's a plague of sore throats in Uberwald, or there will be nasty little puncture wounds under those, I'll bet, said Agnes.
I do know a bit about the way they're supposed to control people, said Oates.
Yes?
It sounds silly, but it was in an old book.
Well,
they find single-minded people easier to control.
Single-minded? Said Agnes, suspiciously.
More carts rolled past.
It doesn't sound right, I know. You'd think strong-minded people would be harder to affect. I suppose a big target is easier to hit. In some of the villages, apparently, vampire hunters get roaring drunk first. Protection, you see. You can't punch fog.
So we're fog, said Perdita. So's he, by the look of him.
Agnes shrugged. There was a certain bucolic look to the faces of the cart drivers. Of course, you got that in Lancre too, but in Lancre it was overlaid by a mixture of guile, common sense, and stubborn rock-headedness. Here, the eyes behind the faces had a switched-off look.
"Like cattle," said Perdita.
"Yes," said Agnes.
"Pardon," said Oates.
"Just thinking aloud." and she thought of the way one man could so easily control a herd of cows.